The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
But first, two very important questions. Have you ever tried to stack marbles while wearing boxing gloves? Also, did you know that marigolds and geraniums hate each other?
Absolutely.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Thank you, folks. Hey, listen, I got to get serious for a minute. We have an issue with freedom of speech in America. That's about as basic as it gets. Thank God that people like my friend Dennis Prager are dealing with this. There's a film out called No Safe Spaces, which deals with this. And I was able to get my friend Dennis Prager on the phone to talk about this. Dennis, my friend, welcome.
It is a joy to be with you. By the way, your producer said I need to call you Mr. Metaxas. Is this a change?
I think my producer may have been pulling your large leg. I think you can just call me Eric, and we'll call it even, because I'm calling you Dennis. Now, Dennis, seriously, this film, No Safe Spaces, there's still tons of Americans that haven't seen it. Where are we with this film right now?
Well, it's the number one documentary in America. In my opinion, it should be one of the top five films of any type. And it's, I don't say it because I'm in it. You know me. I'm a very realistic person about myself, about my life. It's a great film. It is a wake up with regard, as you pointed out, to the greatest and most basic issue in America. It's the only issue Americans have never before differed about: free speech. This is the first time in American history, including the Civil War, that we are divided on the issue of free speech, and is a crisis of the first magnitude. And this film, which is enjoyable, it is a movie, it's a docu-movie, needs to be seen. People should read the reviews of people who've seen it. And Chicago Tribune called it one of the most important films ever made. And they'll love it. You laugh and you cry. And to find out where it's playing, they just go to nosafespaces.com. Nosafespaces.com.
Nosafespaces.com. Look, I saw the film. It is it's tremendously impressive. It's entertaining, but most important of all, it is important. It is very important that we, the people, understand what is America, how does America function. Without free speech, we cannot function. We do not function. We cannot be a free people without free speech. And most of us have taken this for granted for our whole lives. And everybody, liberal, conservative, everybody understood the value of this. You can go back to the Skokie, Illinois case and the KKK. We would defend the ugliest speech just a few decades ago, the speech of the KKK to march through a Jewish neighborhood because we believe that speech is sacrosanct in America. That has changed in the last 30 years. And it is a horror that most Americans are not aware of where we stand on this issue.
That's why we have in the film, since you saw it, you know, how many liberals are speaking out. It's the left that is crushing speech. And while this is not a point that I make, or at least not extensively in the film, the most important, I really believe, the most important possible solution to our problems is for liberals to understand that they are ideologically closer to conservatives than to the left.
Well, I want to say
that's the critical divide.
This needs to be said. One of my favorite pastors on planet Earth, Tim Keller, has recently said something with which I disagree, and I want to be clear. He says that Christians, evangelicals like me, have to be careful to not get in bed with one political party. I would say, generally speaking, that's a great idea. But something happened in America in the last 20 or so years when you have the left now reversing course on issues like free speech. You have no choice but to understand that if you do not vote
the
party that believes in free speech, you end the ability ever to choose a candidate in the future. You end the possibility of American freedom continuing. And I have to say that anybody who thinks this is not important, or that, oh, we're all sort of the same and there are minor differences, when in our history has the left, have Democrats been willing to tolerate the abrogation of one of our most fundamental liberties? This is new. The movie No Safe Spaces draws attention to it, and we have to understand things are now different. So with all due respect to my friend Tim Keller, I think a lot of people are unwilling to look at this new horror. We have to face it.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I read one of his books, and it is depressing. I'm not, to be honest, surprised, with all my admiration for his work, but people have a very difficult time in saying, there really is an issue, and it comes from one direction. That a lot of people would want to be and feel, I'm open, I love everybody, there's good and bad on both sides. Well, it's not true. It isn't true. The bad is coming overwhelmingly from the left in this country. Whatever they touch, they poison.
Well, they're bad actors on both sides. But when you have to...
I'm not talking individuals.
That's what I'm saying. We're not talking individuals. We're talking about what has happened to the ideology of a once great party. There were people in that party that would espouse things that we believe in. Those people are gone. They are gone. They've either become Democrats or they've either become Republicans or they've disappeared. They've disappeared.
That's correct. Well, anyway, thank you for publicizing it. It's No Safe Spaces. And people should bring their children. I mean, their college, pay them. I mean it. Bribe them. I'll buy you dinner. I'll get you dinner for you and your girlfriend. Just come with me to see this movie. That's all.
You know what?
I've
said
the
same thing.
I dragged my college kid, and now they see the world differently.
Yeah.
They will.
No, I agree with you, and I'm glad you said that because I might have forgotten. When I saw it, that's exactly what I thought. I thought you need to drag your youth group, just pay for the whole youth group. There are people that can just pay for the youth group to go see it.
Right.
And just make them go see it, because when they see it, they are going to have their eyes opened and they will never see the world the same way again, because this is a danger that we have to face. Hey, Dennis, we didn't have to face this 30 and 40 years ago. Everybody, every American with a brain understood this is non-negotiable. Something happened. Cultural Marxism has crept in, and we are now dealing with a large swath of the political elite who do not favor free speech. That means they don't favor the Constitution. That means they are no longer on board with the founders' vision of America. And that's death for all Americans. That's the end of religious liberty. It's the end of everything. And so I just want to applaud you and Adam Carolla for taking this on. This is huge. And I know the movie has done well.
Right. Yes, but well to me is not a monetary question. Well to me is how many Americans see it. It will touch everyone's life who sees it.
It's people can go to nosafespaces.com, nosafespaces.com. My friend Dennis Prager, thank you so much.
You are my friend. God bless you.
God bless you. Folks, nosafespaces.com is where you go. When we come back, we have an extra special guest. I'm going to let it be a surprise. I think you're going to be amazed. And I want to remind you before we go to the break, we're doing a campaign with CSI. You have to go to MetaxasTalk.com. We need everybody to participate. Whatever you give to CSI, to free slaves in the Sudan right now, folks, whatever you give, we're going to enter you in a contest for $5,000 prizes. You can visit the studio. You win signed books, all kinds of stuff. You don't have to give $250, whatever you give. Please do what you can. We're not going to rest until there is no slavery in that part of the world. We'll be right back with a very special guest.
I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What are you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity, the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Get it today on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
The holidays should be the best of times, but it feels impossible with this credit card debt.
I know Christmas isn't about the stuff we buy, but it's terrible to not have the freedom to take care of the ones I love.
I can't do anything this year because I overdid it last year.
All I want to do is be able to relax and enjoy the holidays and not worry about credit card debt.
You might be having these thoughts right now.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and waiting for your call so you don't feel this way next Christmas.
One call and you can get started to financial freedom. Find hope to live your life and the holidays out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your credit card debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. You've heard about our Solera infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com, but did you know we also make the best gas logs for your fireplace? You've probably seen Rasmussen gas logs and fireballs on TV and in the movies. We've got sizes to fit all fireplaces, styles to fit every decor, and we even do custom designs for large and unusual fireplaces. Lighting these logs is as easy as pushing a button. Realistic Rasmussen gas logs look great even when the fire is off. For regions prone to power outages, gas logs are an excellent source of emergency heat with no electricity required. We've been making them since the 50s, so you can buy a Rasmussen gas log with confidence. So go to BestHotGrill.com to find the products you need to keep you warm inside and outside of your home while eating great grilled food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I think I said I had a very special guest, didn't I? Yes. That guest sitting here with me in the studio in New York is Donna Rice Hughes. Donna, you've been on the program before. Never in this studio.
Never.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And it's great to have you with all the cameras and everything like that, because I think that your issue that I want you to talk about, we just got this one long segment, but it's one of the most important issues. People don't know what we're talking about, but I want you to listen carefully, because this is very important. Talk to us about what you're working on.
Thank you, Eric, and it's great to be here with you in New York City. Balmy New York City.
Balmy New York City.
Balmy New York City. But enough is enough. For 25 years, we've been focused on protecting children from all the dangers online. And our key focus still is preventing their sexual exploitation that is caused through pornography, child pornography, trafficking, bullying, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a big deal. And what we always say is that no child is immune. Parents have to be the first line of defense, and there must be a shared responsibility between corporate America to do their part, between government to do their part, which means enforcing the laws and making new policy,
and
parents to do their part.
And it strikes me we don't have that happening.
We
it seems to me that corporate America doesn't give a fig about our children, and they are doing absolutely nothing. Now, enough is enough. What is the website?
Enough.org. That's
okay.
www.enough.org. It's easy, everybody.
Yeah, I hope everyone will go to enough.org, because we have limited time, but this is such an absolutely seminal issue in America today. So what is happening on this issue right now? Is anybody doing anything about it besides Enough is Enough?
Well, there are. There are a lot of groups doing a lot of things, which is the good news. And I will tell you some other really good news. A few years, well, actually in 2016, we wrote the first ever Children's Internet Safety Presidential Pledge. Donald Trump signed it, first president ever. This is bipartisan. Hillary Clinton got behind it as well, but agreeing to make sure all the existing federal laws are aggressively enforced and new policy is made. Well, the Trump administration's done a fabulous job on child pornography issues, on sex trafficking. Let me say one thing about the child porn issue. 45 million images of child sexual abuse were reported by the tech companies to law enforcement last year. That's 45 million. That's double the amount the year before. And now we know from the Justice Department that the system is at a breaking point, which makes it even more important for new monies to go towards this. The good news is that we started a safe Wi-Fi campaign. And so far now we've got McDonald's and Starbucks, Chick-fil-A as well, are voluntarily filtering pornography and child sex abuse images on their Wi-Fi in all the restaurants in the United States. So that's huge. And people can learn more about that at Enough is Enough. But I want to say something on this pledge. Four members of Congress a week ago wrote AG Barr and said, hey, what about the enforcement of the pornography laws? A lot of people think that this is protected speech. Even for adults, it's not. Most of it's hardcore and extreme, incest being the number one theme right now, according to Esquire magazine. So they wrote Barr and said, okay, what about the enforcement of these laws? Because they were not enforced under the past administration at all. In fact, law enforcement was told not to enforce these pornography laws.
By the Obama administration.
Yes. And kids under 10 years old, under 10 years old make up 25% of the online porn consumption. This isn't your father's porn. This is hardcore material.
Can we even imagine yeah, the damage that this is doing? This is satanic. This is a level of vileness and evil. Children should never, no one should see this, but children, my goodness, should never see this. The idea that everybody in America, who wouldn't want to enforce these restrictions? I mean, every company, you said Starbucks and Chick-fil-A and McDonald's, that's nothing. I would think that in every public space in America.
Yeah, colleges now are doing it with our College Safe Wi-Fi campaign, but we've got to ask them to do it because they don't know what they don't know. But here's the good news, in my opinion. We've got a new sheriff in town, and his name is Attorney General Bill Barr. And I really think he's the man to start enforcing these laws, so we're excited about that. But at this time, at Christmas time, a lot of parents are getting their kids digital gifts, laptops, iPads, gaming devices, smartphones, etc. Always remember that you've got to be the first line of defense, because a lot of, you know, once your kids have a device, it's anything goes. So it's up to the parents to make sure that it's safe. And we've got a lot of information on our website
to do that.
Okay,
tell us again the website.
It's enough.org. And Eric, I want to leave this on a good note, though, because we're talking about the bad stuff, but one of my the persons that I look to for inspiration all the time, besides Jesus, is William Wilberforce. Because when he was fighting the evil of slavery, he was also promoting good manners and civility in England, right? And so what we're fighting for is the safety and the innocence and the dignity of children and of women. We all deserve that, right? That's a God-given right. And we've got to all work together to make sure that our kids grow up in safety and in innocence, and that they're not destroyed by all of this evil, really, that's coming at them through all these different places. And it's, you know, we need to pray about this. It's spiritual issue.
It's very serious. Yeah. Now, you mentioned Attorney General Barr. What can he do right now?
What he can do is he can make it a priority to begin enforcing the federal obscenity laws. And it's got to come from the top down, from not only Barr, but the president, to say this is going to be a priority, just like they've done with opioids, just like they've done with everything else, terrorism, you name it. And this has got to be front and center, because you have to understand the illegal porn industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. The child porn industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. Sex trafficking is the fastest growing organized crime industry in the country. And so we put billions of dollars towards other things, and we're fighting billion dollar problems here, and we're throwing a few million at it. Okay, this needs to be, and we've got to put our money where our mouth is, and we've got to take this seriously and make it a top priority.
Now, who wrote this letter to William Barr?
It was led by Mark Meadows, Vicki Hartzler. There were two others, and we applaud them for doing this because it put it back in front of the AG. And this is important. As you know, our wonderful AG has been drinking out of a fire hose ever since he was confirmed.
Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah.
No. And this is one of the things that disturbs me a lot as an advocate, is that so many people in our government don't have time to do the job that they're paid to do, because they're fighting all this other stuff that is just sucking the air out of the room.
Well, enough.org is the website. And I'm just so proud of you, Donna, for the work you've been doing for 25 years. This is an amazing thing. And it is, you know, to anyone who has kids, when you think of these innocent creatures taking in some of the most vile images that no adult ever took in.
That's
until
right.
A few years ago, you couldn't find this stuff except in the dirtiest sections of town, and you would feel dirty just going to purchase it. Today, it's everywhere. And so there's something dramatically dark about what we are capable of looking at today, and we have to take action.
That's right.
And we need everyone, as you said, the government must take action. But I say to corporate America, you've got to care about our kids. You've got to help us. You've got to ban this kind of stuff from your Wi-Fi, and you've got to do what you can. This is for everyone. This is not a partisan issue. It ought not to be.
It's not a partisan issue. That's the great thing. And in a time where we're so divided on so many issues, this is not only bipartisan, it's nonpartisan. In the 25 years I've been doing this, we've had as much support from the Dems as we have from the Republicans. So this is a unifying issue because we all care about our kids, right? And so we can all get behind this one, and we can come behind these unifying issues, which we need to do. And there's a lot of them. It's not just this one.
And you are on are you on social media beyond justenough.org? How can people find you?
They can find EIE Tweets, Twitter. You can go to my Facebook page.
EIE
Tweets.
Tweets.
And I'm Donna.
EIE is enough is enough. Okay.
Yeah,
EIE Tweets on Twitter.
And I'm Donna Rice Hughes on Twitter. And I'm also Donna Rice Hughes on Facebook. And, you know, please, you know, come join us. Sign up for our newsletter. Support us. We're 100% donor funded. And we have a lot of resources for parents. Once you get these digital devices, you probably already have them, parents, go to enough.org or internetsafety101.org. We won an Emmy Award for this DVD series that we did that ran on PBS. And we've got everything you need to know about how to keep those devices safe.
You won an Emmy Award.
We won an Emmy Award.
That's a big deal, Donna Rice Hughes.
Right. We turned the DVD into a three one-hour shows for PBS, and we won an Emmy Award.
Oh, that is absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, how can people see that?
That's at internetsafety101.org.
Internetsafety101.org.
Yeah, and you can go to the YouTube channel or you can go to any of the segments. We've got it broken down from pornography 101, predators, trafficking, cyberbullying. You can go into whatever topic you're interested in, find out what you need to know, and be the first line of defense as a parent.
There are almost everybody listening understands how serious this is, and so we are all, speaking for all of them. We're so grateful to you and the work you're doing. Thank you, Donna Rice Hughes, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
All is calm, all is bright, round.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. employers posted more job openings in October, a sign the job market remains strong. The Labor Department says that the number of available positions rose 3.3% to nearly 7.3 million. For nearly a year and a half, there have been more job postings than unemployed people. Ford Motor Company adding 3,000 jobs at two factories in the Detroit area and investing $1.45 billion to build new pickup trucks, SUVs, and electric and autonomous vehicles. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell rejecting the Democratic push for new impeachment testimony against President Trump. McConnell's remarks effectively slammed the door shut on a proposal from the Democratic leader Chuck Schumer for additional witnesses at next month's expected Senate trial. The Dow had 53 points. The NASDAQ is up 4. This is SRN News.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What are you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity from the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Get it today on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just
I'll tell you what I've done. I've advocated for American-style self-government. And at no small cost. And my guest, Kimberly Strassel, has done the same. Kimberly, always wonderful to speak with you. Welcome back.
It is great to be here, Eric.
You you have a book out. We talked about it in person here in New York. The title is Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. Today, as you know, is Tuesday the 17th. And we're in the middle of impeachment, quote unquote. I have to put air quotes around it because it doesn't strike me as rising to the level of actual impeachment. But what do you think? I mean, where do you think we are in this process?
Well, I think this is a great example of some of the things we talked about that were in the book. And the theme of that is that you have a group of Trump haters out there who have viewed this president as illegitimate from the moment he walked into office and have been trying to change the results of the 2016 election ever since then. And these articles of impeachment are a direct outcome of that, in that, as we've now heard from numerous scholars, this is one of the fastest, quickest, and least substantive impeachment inquiries we've ever had. The process was a huge problem. And the final articles that you got are ones that bear no relation to any criminal conduct as described in any statute, but rather are these incredibly broad condemnations that could have been used against any prior president and, more worrisome, could easily be used against any future president.
Yeah, I mean, and again, when you're abusing power in this way, more horribly can be used in a different way, of course, against any citizen. I mean, when you cease looking at facts and law and evidence and cease following the rules and just use your political power to elide those distinctions, you do tremendous damage to the republic as a whole, which is, I think, what is happening. Although I guess I would say that I think it's even more of a disaster for the Democrats than for the republic, which is saying a lot.
Well, as I keep warning my friends on the other side of the political spectrum, at some point here, we're going to have a Democratic president and a Republican House. And they have now just set a precedent whereby we settle political disputes by turning to impeachment, which is an enormously grave tool that many of the founders didn't even want to include in the Constitution because they were concerned about precisely this kind of watering down and using of it, not necessarily to deal with a president that truly had committed a high crime or misdemeanor, but simply to deal with a president who politically was from the other side of the aisle.
Right. Well, where do you think this is going to go, Kimberly? I mean, I've heard so many different things. I'm curious what you think is going to happen now.
Well, the president is going to be impeached in the House, and then we're going to have a Senate trial. And then the question is, where does this go in terms of politics? Now, I'm right now of the view, Eric, that I'm not necessarily sure that this is a game changer for either side, okay? The Democrats clearly went down this road because they wanted to please their base. It was a promise they'd made. We're going to impeach Donald Trump. Now they can say, check that box. And perhaps they managed to keep their base in line and enthusiastic about the election, but we still just don't know in terms of who they get in terms of a nominee, what that's going to mean for party enthusiasm. I think some Republicans are hoping that this could redound to their benefit, but it's hard to know if that's the case, because when you just look at the polls, it seems most Americans, they just saw this coming. It's baked in, and about half of people approve it, and about half of people disapprove of it, and that's about the numbers we got coming out of the last election.
Well, It's funny, though, because I think that when you go through the whole thing, my guess is that your average independent voter, if anything, will be more cynical toward the Democrats for having put us through this kabuki theater than will lose respect for a president that they already know is who he is. So I don't think it's going to be good. It's going to be good for the Democrats, but it will be interesting to see how it plays out. Is your instinct that the Senate McConnell will want to draw this out or will want to keep it short? I've heard both sides of that argued.
Well, I think Republicans are generally united around the idea that this House proceeding doesn't merit a drawn out Senate trial. And I think that that's right. There were way too many problems with the process. I mean, remember this system. They're supposed to find the evidence and the Senate's supposed to have a trial. Well, the evidence gathering side of this was so flawed as to make it fatally flawed. We had secret hearings in basements where Adam Schiff was interviewing potential future people to put out on the stage in a public hearing. Democrats gave up on trying to get testimony from the central players in this. They dropped their lawsuit because they were in such a rush. The president's team was denied a role, as had always been given the White House in prior events, and Republicans were denied the right to call their own witnesses. So, you know, I think that that's a smart approach by most Republicans to say, we're not even going to give this the time of the day or not give this the credit Democrats would like to give it credit to. Now, that's why you already see Chuck Schumer out there pushing, saying, well, we need to have a full trial and we need to call these witnesses. He's trying to put pressure on the few Republicans that are moderates or a little bit more squishy to try to get them to feel as though
it's
their duty to demand a whole trial.
That's Ann Coulter's famous three nervous old ladies, the third being, I'm afraid, Mitt Romney. We'll be right back with Kimberly Strassel. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now for years I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply,
absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hey folks, the team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season, and they're so grateful they have an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. You can buy one, get one free, plus free shipping. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. ERIC or Metaxas, go for it. Hey there, folks. It sounds like the Beach Boys to me. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Kimberly Strassel. You probably know her from the Wall Street Journal. She has a new book out, Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. Kimberly, let me ask you. We were just talking about whether we think the Senate will want to drag this out or shorten it. You're saying probably keep it short. But I guess I have heard that this might be an opportunity for the Republican Senate to force America to look at things that they otherwise have not been forced to look at, like Hunter Biden, and to talk to him about his testimony. Couldn't they call witnesses like that, you know, and in effect say, okay, if you want to play that game, we will have a trial and we will call witnesses and it will not go so well for you? I mean, because I have heard that.
So I totally get that desire and that feeling among some Republicans to turn this around and practice the same tactics that Democrats were practicing in the House. And you know, I mean, or even, you know, just try to get more information out. Say, look, you're going to call your people. Well, here's the chamber we control. We'll call who we want. But here's the thing. I still think that that gives too much credibility to the House proceedings to kind of engage in a full trial. And the other thing, too, is look at the last week. We've just had some new polling out that have shown the president's approval rating has gone up in the last week. And there's no question that that is a function of some of the successes that he's had on a policy perspective. So USMCA, the China trade deal, paid family leave. I'm not a big fan of that, but a lot of people are. And I just think that this White House and Republicans, if they are interested in winning next year, that they get this behind them and they remind people that one side of the aisle has been governing in a way that's done great things for the economy, and the other side has been wasting folks' time.
Yes, I'm glad to hear your perspective on this, because it does seem to me that the whole thing is so silly and so political that the best thing we can do is put it behind us, and it'll take up an asterisk in the history books. I want to ask you about where we are with regard to you know, this IG report and discovering these things that we've discovered. Do you see indictments? Who do you think will be indicted? When I look at what has come out, I mean, look, people like Sean Hannity have been talking about this with Sarah Carter and John Solomon and Greg Jarrett for over a year. But to actually have it come out in this official report, what took place, it is really horrifying. And I keep thinking there has to be some reckoning. Do you think that there will be?
Well, I agree with you. By the way, this IG report is a stunning indictment of the FBI, and it's almost impossible to overstate how badly the FBI behaved here. And then that gets to the question of accountability.
Right.
And, you know, we do know there was a referral for at least one attorney. It looks as though he meddled with the evidence, changed an email, and so caused a submission to the court to be incorrect. That's a person that's sort of low level. No one had heard of him before. We're going to see what comes out of the Durham report, and that could carry with it the potential for further indictments. And then one other area that I keep reminding people to keep their eye on is the FISA court itself. That court has not yet responded to the allegations in the IG, but Lindsey Graham in the Senate testimony of the IG made clear that Congress expects the court to take some sort of action. And that court has wide ability to sanction people and to discipline people who provided things to it that were incorrect or you know, wrong.
Well, that's that is encouraging. And when is Durham's report scheduled to come out?
I remain really hopeful that it's going to be sooner rather than later. We don't have a date yet. But from everything I've heard, this is a guy who, you know, he is so straight up that you have to believe that he is going to be highly wary of not wanting to dump this too close to full-on political season. And in my mind, or presidential election season, in my mind, that comes sometime, you know, in summer when we start getting toward conventions. So I'm hopeful that it would be out by this spring. We've also heard, you know, he's requested more resources on staff, and that suggests to me he's working with all speed.
We keep hearing that, you know, it's his jurisdiction is different than the IG, that we that there's a criminal element to this that's clear, and that he's making that kind of a case. I don't really appreciate the legal difference. What is the difference between what he's able to do and what people think he might do versus the report that just came out?
So here's the huge and important difference, is that the Inspector General of the Department of Justice cannot impanel a grand jury, cannot subpoena information or witnesses. In fact, can't talk to anyone who isn't already a member of the Department of Justice or who doesn't willingly agree to sit down. And one of the things we saw in that report is that numerous key people actually did refuse to sit down with the IG and talk to them. Now, John Durham can impanel a grand jury, can subpoena information, and then what goes in front of that grand jury can then be handed back as indictments. So that does raise the prospect that if evidence is being collected that shows wrongdoing, that there could be indictments that come out of it.
Well, I guess my question is, you know, when the IG says that what Comey and others did is, it's wrong, it's this, it's that, but not quite criminal, right? In other words, it's not his job to say that. Is it possible that Durham will go that far? Can he go that far with people like Comey and Brennan and Clapper?
Yeah, so by the way, I think it's really important to note that the IG, these IG reports are always this way. They view it as their duty to simply say, here are the rules and procedures, and here's what got violated, and here's what didn't. And then they take a very narrow look to in terms of criminality, in that, you know, this IG in the very beginning of his report starts out by saying we didn't question any of the discretionary judgments of people. Well, Durham has the ability to question some of those judgments and then to decide whether or not there was a kind of broader political game going on here that could, you know, add up to, for instance, conspiracy. You know, I mean, and I don't know, I'm making a guess there. I'm just saying he has broader latitude to do that.
I mean, if you put it in front of a jury, I think most people would say, well, it's pretty obvious. Yes, we think that there was a conspiracy, but that's another story. I'm so sorry we're out of time. I love talking to you, Kimberly. When you're next in New York, we must get you in the studio. Thank you so much.
I'd love to do that, Eric. I can't wait. Thank you.
And folks, the book is Resistance at All Costs. Grab a copy.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House Rules Committee continues to debate the impeachment rules. Bernie Bennett reports on the back and forth between members from Capitol Hill.
Members of the House Judiciary Committee were invited to debate the merits of the articles of impeachment before the Rules Committee. Democrat Jamin Raskin of Maryland explained the reasoning for Article 1.
Elevating the personal interests and ambitions of the president above the common good, above the rule of law, and above the Constitution.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins says making the words sound nice doesn't make them relevant.
Great oratory on a lot of things that mean nothing to this actual impeachment.
This committee will present the rules for debating impeachment on the House floor on Wednesday.
That's Bernie Bennett reporting. The House could vote on the impeachment of the president later on Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 65 points and the NASDAQ ahead 8. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go.
But
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
Hey there, folks.
Oh,
hey. That's a politically incorrect song,
what?
Which is precisely
list?
Why we're
yeah.
playing it on the
I
air.
I thought that was banned. Huh. Beautiful.
Yeah, right. Well,
yeah.
Guess what, Albin?
It is cold.
Last night,
yes.
I was in the Friars Club.
You were.
Yes,
no
and Dina Martin, who is the daughter of Dean Martin, sang this song with... are we going to lower the music at any point? Look, he forgot.
I can't believe
it. James, our genius engineer, finally made a mistake. And unfortunately, three strikes and you're out. Goodbye.
You're out.
Goodbye, James.
Fired.
It's been good. It's been great.
Goodbye.
No, honestly, that song, last night, Dina Martin, that's the daughter of Dean Martin, sang this. And it was just, she sang with our friend Joe Piscopo on like Fox News a few days ago. But she sang it last night. With Steve Maglio. He is a singer. He does a lot of Sinatra stuff, but he is tremendously talented. It was wonderful. And Steve Terrell, who's at the Carlisle Hotel here in New York all the time, just a legend in the music world, he was there last night. This is all at the Friars Club. And at the table next to us,
yeah.
I'm not making this up, if everyone at that table wasn't hardcore mafia, I will eat my hat. I'm not kidding. Like, I can't tell you how I knew, but let me just tell you, it was a weird thing because I never, ever, ever, ever see those kind of people.
Yeah.
But they were there to hear Frank Sinatra music. Anyway, but I love that song.
That's kind of an Italian stereotype, though. It seems.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And since my wife's Italian,
okay,
I don't
right.
like Italian stereotypes, but there they were.
Some of my best friends are Italian.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just want to say, first of all, Albin, a couple things real quick, okay? In the second hour, I'm going to interview you. That's
what?
In a couple of minutes. I'm going to interview you about your new children's book. We're not going to talk about now, right now. And also, I'm going to read my Christmas children's book, Uncle Muggsy and the Terrible Twins of Christmas, all kinds of stuff. I want to remind everyone, we're doing a fundraiser with CSI, Christian Solidarity International. Before I say anything else, I want to get every one of you listening to promise to go to MetaxasTalk.com and to give something, doesn't matter what, something to CSI, Christian Solidarity International. They are freeing slaves in Sudan. We've talked about this a lot. $250 enables them to provide freedom for a human being currently enslaved. Again, sounds like a metaphor, sounds like exaggeration, hyperbole. It is not. Radical Muslims believe in slavery. In this day and age, it is happening in Africa. The good news is we can do something about it. The good news is you can do something about it by going to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, and giving whatever you can give. Now, this is the end of the season. A lot of people have money. You say, I'm going to give this much away. That's tax-free. Folks, if you give $100 away tax-free, you get a free subscription from us to Metaxas Super. That's worth like $70, $80 if you pay for it. If you give $100 tax-free to CSI, we automatically give you that. It's a gift. And then you get commercial-free podcasting. You listen to the show every time without any commercials or news. It's just the show. And it's $100 tax-deductible. And every penny of that goes to freeing slaves. We want to encourage you to do that. That's MetaxasTalk.com. When we come back, folks, I'm going to interview Albin. Yeah, it's pretty scary stuff. And we're just so blessed to do this show. Thank you, all of you, for being a part of what we do here.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in hour two for some real fun with Albin Sadar.
But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack.
What is this song?